The bar overcrowding issue is a weekly occurrence, specifically with three bars in the Northgate Entertainment District. Police and fire marshals have joined forces to try to mitigate the problem. Since 2015, there have been approximately 200 to 300 verbal warnings, 15 written warnings, 23 citations, and one arrest for failure to provide identification to a law enforcement officer. The modification of this part of the fire code will increase the enforcement ability of our public safety officers and set the tone that overcrowding is a pervasive public safety problem and can result in building permits revoked at the time of the violation instead of days later. This will give our officers the power to stop the problem as it's happening, if needed. This should be a deterrent to the overcrowding concerns. So, to sum that up, we're trying to be in a situation where when the overcrowding is happening, we don't just write them a ticket and move the people out of the bar and count them, and then 30 minutes later it's overcrowded again. Because we're in this situation, it's not just a fire issue. It's a 360 public safety issue where what if someone's in the bar and yells gun, and then everybody tramples each other trying to get out the door? Or what if there is a fight is inside at the door and then people trample them trying to get out? It's more than just a fire issue. It's a bigger public safety concern than just fire.
Chief, if I could, I think I can give you a good example. Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes, sir.
There's several others. Actually, 2003 in Chicago, there was a nightclub, somebody sprayed pepper spray, and everybody headed towards the exit, killed 21 people. So it's not just fire that we're worried about. It's overcrowded, just getting people out of there.
Yes. Mr. Bedham.
So to sum it up, our punitive measures are not currently effective.
That's affirmative, sir. You know, the issue is that if you write me a ticket and then I get an attorney and drag it out, I can keep operating. But if there's some teeth in the ordinance where I can stop you immediately from doing what you're doing, then it makes it to where...
Now, this will allow you to shut down for up to 24 hours?
Yes, sir.
So you can specify how much time?
We could, yes, sir. We could if necessary.
Is there discretion allowed? Like, could you write it for 8 hours?
We could, but we probably wouldn't. We're using this as a last resort.
For repeat offenders?
Correct. We will before we ever start doing anything with it, we will educate them on what's going on, because we meet with them. We've been meeting with them for the last 10 to 12 years, every fall right before football season, and tell them our expectations, what's going on, make sure they know their occupants' loads, and see if they have any questions. And we go through all this, and basically what they've been using us for is they've been using us as door people. They would overcrowd it, wait till we come, make them clean it out, and then turn right around and do it when we leave. So what this is going to do is kind of stop that.
And upon confrontation of the reality of what they've been doing, you're obviously not getting any results.
No, sir. It's not stopping.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it's time for some changes.